so comparing the Berkeley and the MIT, for the MIT students, it was an outlet to get away from the study. For the Berkeley students, it was their everyday bang, 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 over and over, and hoping they had a gig, hoping they'd get a gig finally in this very difficult business to get a gig with. So they did not bring the enthusiasm and the spirit to what they were doing that the MIT students did, because for them it was a way to get away from the day-to-day grind that, but I used to really be impressed with was how they, many of them would have an open book on their lap when we're rehearsing. And if I was rehearsing the brass section, the saxes would be reading a book. If we opened up a section of arrangement for a soloist to play three chorus, somebody else, other people would be studying from their book. They were that intense. What was demanded of them was that intense that they, when they came to our rehearsal, if they weren't directly involved, they would be studying. And I found that very admirable. I traveled quite a bit with them. They were a credit to themselves. They were a credit to the Institute. They were a credit to their family. They were, I can't say that every student ever in the band was just a thoroughly gentlemanly person, but 99% were. They were superb young people.